Have you been playing that game for a while?
What got me started here, I got a VIP club free play here. I don't know whenever they sent it out, you know, and I've been playing. I haven't had much luck on the holiday scratch tickets, and so I decided I was going to be playing those cherry twist ones, you know, the insta-plays, and then somebody won that the other day, and I thought, well, I'm going to stick with that loose change one until somebody wins it at least, so persistence paid off, I guess.
Gotcha. So you knew right away then, or you...
What happened was is I had won some on that ticket earlier in the morning or whatever, and then I went home for a while, and I thought, well, I checked online on the website, and I saw that pot hadn't been won yet, and I thought, well, I'm going to use that $3 winner that I had in my pocket, you know, and get three more chances. Well, I did that at the Come and Go there in Pocahontas, mm-hmm. and then out of those three plays, one of them was a $1 winner. And so I signed it and turned it over, and then I said, well, why don't you get me one more of those? And the one that I got was the one.
Awesome.
So I was like, somebody would have walked out just to be in the right place at the right time, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely random because it's based on tickets sold that second all across Iowa. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've had some good luck there at the Come and Go, so you kind of go back to where you have some luck.
Sure. Are you from Pocahontas? Or?
I'm from Gilmore City. I live about 10 miles from Pokey, and so it's kind of nice to win something like that in your hometown.
Yeah, well, and right here before the holidays.
Like I was telling this gentleman here, I said, they seem to come at a better time. My health insurance is going to be due on January 1st. I haven't got that bill, and I know for a fact that I pay that twice a year. I just have to have my own private insurance individually, and you know, I mean, you have to have it, you know. So, I mean, that some of this money is definitely going to be used to pay that first 6 months of
Yeah, they're taking stress off of you. Yeah.
Well, I was trying to figure out how I was going to manage my expenses here in January, but Christmas came early, I guess.
And I'm assuming this is the best you've ever done in the lottery.
Yeah, exactly. For the first time ever, I came here in June. And I had won $1,400 on a scratch ticket in Gilmore City, and I was just excited about that, you know, because that's the most I'd ever won. And then, you know, I maybe play a little bit too much sometimes, but you got to stick with it, you know.
Yeah.
You get on a hot streak, and you know, last week I had won $100 on that cherry twist game in Pocahontas.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
You know, and then, I bought that ticket in Humboldt, and then I redeemed it at the Come and Go in Pocahontas, and, you know, I was, like, playing that cherry twist game, doing pretty good on that, and somebody won that, and I thought, well, I'm going to stick with that loose change one until at least somebody wins it.
Well, it seems to be about every 2 weeks or so.
Well, I saw that, like, that $5 one and one of the other two won on the same day.
Yeah.
You know, I had a gut feeling that somebody was going to win that loose change one on Monday. So,
and it worked out for you.
Yeah, you have a gut feeling about it like that, and I'm just happy. It's a lot of fun, you know, so.
Yeah, does anybody else know about this, or is it... Who have you told so far?
Well, I talked to my sisters yesterday, right after it happened. It happened a little bit after 3, and I'm about 40 minutes from Storm Lake.
Sure.
you know, and I thought, well, I could come over and do that, but, you know, I just wanted to get on the horn and let people know, you know, and, you know, I talked to a friend of mine who goes to some Vikings games with me. He had won at the casino when we went to the game together earlier this year, you know, and I said, well, guess what, I'm a winner this year. So, yeah, no, it was a fun day. I appreciate it.
Maybe the next time you have that lucky feeling, you play again. It seems to be working.
Well, good things come in threes. I told somebody at the gas station last night, I'm going to win $1 million tonight, and then tomorrow I'm going to win the Powerball.
Oh, that works. That works.
You know,
Mr. Right?
Be optimistic that way. No, I mean, it's just a fun to have a chance, you know, when it gets that big, you never know.
Right, yeah.
So, but I try to play in the same places or whatever. It seems like you have the best luck that way for whatever reason it is.
Well, and yeah, everybody has their own little theory. It is completely random, but sometimes it's the same store or the same game or the same time of day.
So.
Well, congratulations, Doug.
Well, thank you very much.
Day.
Yeah, you too, and Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good one. Bye.